This book is dedicated to Jane O'Meara Sanders, who has been at my side for more than 40 years as wife, co-worker, and best buddy. I also want to thank my brother Larry, who, when we were young, opened up new worlds to me and remains a mentor. It is also dedicated to my wonderful children, Levy, Heather, Karina, and Dave, and to my grandchildren, Sonny, Cole, Riley, Grayson, Ella, Tess, and Dylan. I am confident that they and their generations will help create a better world. Introduction. Capitalism is the problem. They say that the older you get, the more conservative you become. Well, that's not me. The older I get, the angrier I become about the uber-capitalist system under which we live, and the more I want to see transformational change in our country. Some people think that it's un-American to ask hard questions about where we are as a nation and where we're heading. I don't. To my view, there is nothing more American than questioning the systems that have failed us and demanding the changes we need in order to create the kind of society that we and future generations deserve. Here is the simple, straightforward reality. The uber-capitalist economic system that has taken hold in the United States in recent years, propelled by uncontrollable greed and contempt for human decency, is not merely unjust, it is grossly immoral. We need to confront that immorality boldly, bluntly, without apology. It is only then that we can begin to transform a system that is rigged against the vast majority of Americans and is destroying millions of lives. Confronting that reality and mobilizing people to bring about the transformational change we need is not easy. That's why I've written this book. We need not only to understand the powerful forces that hold us down today, but equally important, to have a vision as to where we want to be in the future. It is my strong belief that in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, with exploding technological progress that will greatly increase worker productivity, we can finally end austerity economics and achieve the long-sought human dream of providing a decent standard of living for all. In the 21st century, we can end the vicious dog-eat-dog economy in which the vast majority struggle to survive, while a handful of billionaires have more wealth than they could spend in 1,000 lifetimes. The oligarchs own America. Let's be clear. While the middle class continues to decline, the system we have today is doing extremely well for the people who own it. These oligarchs have enormous wealth, they have enormous power. In fact, for the 1%, things have never been better. They have their mansions all over the world, their private islands, their expensive art, their yachts, their private jets. Some of them have spaceships that, someday, may take them to Mars. These oligarchs like the way things are going and, with unlimited resources at their disposal, will do everything possible to defend what they have and maintain the status quo. Yes, we live in a democracy, but they own that democracy. They spend tens of billions of dollars on campaign contributions to both major political parties in order to buy politicians who will do their bidding. They spend billions more on lobbying firms to influence governmental decisions at the federal, state, and local levels. That is why, over the last 50 years, we have consistently seen public policy that benefits the very rich at the expense of everyone else. Yes, we have freedom of speech and a free press, but to a significant degree, the oligarchs own that media. That is why the personalities they employ on TV, radio, newspapers, and social media do not ask embarrassing questions and rarely raise issues that will undermine the privileged position of their employers. That's why, despite the many thousands of television networks, radio stations, and websites they own, there is little public discussion about the power of corporate America and how oligarchs wield that power to benefit their interests at the expense of working families. The good news is that while the oligarchs